What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs get the six-point win in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Houston Rockets. Go up 2-0 in that series. Going to break down the game, everything that did and didn't happen, what was and wasn't a storyline, and probably some post-game sound, too. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. And let me tell you something. If you're looking for Locked On Warriors, you can find us on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya. Himalaya is the new podcasting app that has personally curated playlists for you and is coming out with brand new top-of-the-line features every single day. You can also find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Go ahead and tell your smart device to subscribe to Locked On Warriors. And if you're a fan of a baseball team, a football team, one of the big college programs, we got you covered at the Locked On Podcast Network. So go ahead, check us out, subscribe, rate and review, and mostly just subscribe to me. That's the biggest deal. The Dubs get the six-point win in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Houston Rockets. And the first place I'm going to start, because I have to, is I cannot tell you how happy I am that this game did not further the officiating storyline. Both teams, I don't know if the NBA said something or both teams knew they had to tone it down or whatever, but I'm so glad that it was a respectful, easy game as far as officiating goes. There weren't any really bad calls or anything. The double technical on Nene and Draymond was bad. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets rescinded because it was pretty damn weak. But besides that, I thought the game was officiated well. I also thought last game was officiated well. I'm just glad that it's not a storyline and it wasn't, you know, what some people kind of expected. I just wasn't sure what was going to happen. If this was going to be a contentious, you know, boiling pot of emotions, a glass cage of emotions, you know? But it wasn't. It was all about the basketball, and that's all I really want. Just the officiating storyline was so played out and so weak, and I'm just glad that at least throughout the game, that's not exactly what happened. I'm still waiting on some post-game sound, so we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll double down on it, but at least throughout the game, it wasn't, you know, people screaming at officials trying to show their power and over-officiate. I just thought it was a really good game, really enjoyable game from that standpoint. And I also have to say, because I bashed James Harden as far as the complaining about the officials, but after tonight's game, I have so much respect for that dude. The way he played after getting the poke in the eye is just incredible. He's an incredible player. We already knew that, but midway through the first quarter, Draymond gives him a poke in the eye inadvertently, and I think it was a cut on his eyelid, and you could tell he was struggling throughout the game, or I don't know about struggle, but just dealing with it throughout the game. And he came out, he balled. He wouldn't go away. The Warriors would get a lead up to 15, and then James Harden would do some things, and that thing would be cut down to 6. He got it down to 3 at one point. Now I'm jumping ahead. I just wanted to make sure I gave James Harden proper respect because what he did tonight was incredible. So let me go back to the first quarter, start breaking this thing down in order. Start in the first quarter because by rule, that's where the games start. Whether you agree with that rule or not, you know, that's another podcast for another time. But to start the game, KD came out and was swarming. Two great defensive plays. He caused a Capella travel and then takes a charge from Harden. He has been, hands down, the best player on the Warriors. throughout the playoffs. I mean, maybe throughout the entire regular season. And part of that is because Steph, especially in the playoffs, has been pretty bad. Like, that's strong. That's strong. Has not been himself. Has not been as good as we'd expect. Tonight, he wasn't good. But we'll get to that soon enough. So KD had the two great plays to take a charge and cause a travel. Andre Iguodala scored the team's first 6 points. He had a layup, got fouled, knocked down one of two, and then also knocked down a three. Here's the thing, too, when it comes to Steph's troubles, is Andre and Draymond stepping up the way they have has really helped lift this team. Same thing with Klay. Klay's been better, but he hasn't been his efficient self either. So it's been a major help, a major factor, the way Draymond and Andre Iguodala have played. KD was literally everywhere defensively. That's why I believe Kevin Durant is the best player in the world. And he probably has been for more than at least a season now. But the fact that LeBron James hasn't played defense in over 2 years, and Kevin Durant, if you have watched him this playoff series or, you know, certain stretches during the regular season when he decides to lock in defensively, to see a 7-footer that's that fluid, that can, like, seeing him lock down Lou Williams at certain points against the Clippers was incredible. He was everywhere defensively tonight. About midway through the first quarter, Steph, coming to swipe the ball away from Clint Capella, dislocates a finger on his left hand. Might have been the ring finger, I'm not positive. But he had to come out. He missed a good, you know, 4 minutes of the game, getting it x-rayed, which was negative, and then taping it to his middle finger. You could say that affected him, but I'm not going to... James Harden got his eye gouged and came in and played well. So I know Warriors fans and other Warriors supporters get the rap for, you know, anytime Steph plays bad. Well, he was injured. I can't do that. He wasn't great tonight, and, you know, he did hurt his finger. That is something that happened, but I can't just excuse him for having a hurt finger. But anyways, Jarebko came in for Steph and had a solid couple minutes when Steph was out. 4 points. He had a putback dunk, another little layup inside, and it earned him a couple more minutes to come off the bench. The second time he came off the bench, he got attacked a little bit defensively, which makes sense. That's what you would do when Jonas Jerebko comes in, but it was a good little stint, earned him some more minutes, and might earn him more minutes throughout the series. We'll have to see. In my notes, it just says Steph having a rough game, so I had to throw that one out there again. At the end of the first quarter, man, the Dubs were up, I think, 12, and they just let Austin Rivers walk into a three untouched, did not stop the ball. This has been a theme throughout this season with these guys when it comes to end of quarters, is just allowing teams to get shots off, and Rivers knocks down the three, cut the lead to 9 at the end of the first. There was also another Eric Gordon three a couple of seconds before that, and there were opportunities. There's still things to clean up for the Warriors, I'll put it that way. To start the second, it was – well, before I go there, another thing I had in here was you might want to switch the stagger with Kevin Durant and Steph to where Kevin Durant closes quarters until Steph is right, you know, until Steph can do what he usually does, because when Steph closes quarters and is playing his normal great basketball, he can go on a run on his own. But the recurring theme the last couple games has been that's kind of when the leads start to dwindle when KD comes out and Steph is out there all by himself. It's similar to the second units. You know, if the All-Stars aren't playing well, the second unit probably doesn't play well. But we'll see what happens. I doubt that will be the case, but who knows. To start the second, it was KD, Jonas Jerebko, Sean Livingston, Klay, and Looney. They had some trouble with rebounds tonight at certain points, but overall they won the rebounding battle 45-41. The Warriors also had 18 offensive rebounds to the Rockets' 10. So the Dubs did get the better of them on the board, and, you know, maybe just because I'm invested in the Warriors, that when they do give up rebounds, offensive rebounds, and second chance points, it feels bigger than it is. But winning the rebounding battle is huge, especially the offensive rebounding. 18 offensive rebounds is huge because that leads to extra shots for these guys, for these all-stars, for three of the best shooters that ever lived. The Warriors did go to a number of Klay post-ups on CP3, which, I don't know, I get it in theory, but at the same time, I just don't love it. It's not the most efficient shot for Klay. He was able to knock some down, but I feel like they went to it a little bit too much. In the second, Steph was able to drive and get some nice finishes, but he doesn't do it enough for my liking, especially when the threes aren't falling. And here is a massive pet peeve of mine is the 2-for-1. And I know when the Warriors convert it, it's fun and exciting. But at the same time, you don't always have to go for the 2-for-1. The Dubs were up 12 with about 34 seconds left. Draymond gets the ball, starts pushing it up court, finds Klay, who hurries a mid-range shot, misses it. Harden comes down, hits a three with about 4 seconds left, and then the Warriors don't even get a shot off. So they took one not great shot in the attempt to get two shots, and they didn't even get a second shot. So I would much rather just play for one good shot than the 2-for-1 BS that goes on. But I know when they do convert it, it's exciting and fun, but it just, I don't know, didn't work tonight. The Dubs had 20 points off 13 Houston turnovers in the first half. That was huge for the Warriors, especially considering in the entire game, the Warriors only had 12 turnovers themselves, which is exactly where they need to be, just right in that sweet spot. Houston did clean up the turnovers in the second half. They ended the game with 17. Going to take a quick break. Dubs were up 58-49 at the half, 9-point lead. Going to take one quick break, come back, finish up the second half, get to some post-game reaction from the guys, from the Dubs, and yeah, so stick around. But first, I got to tell you, and if you've ever tried to hire someone, you know this, how hard it is to find someone worth hiring. It's challenging. It's hard to find qualified candidates. It takes a long time because you're going through interviews, you're going through resumes, and you're not finding the right person. So not only are you wasting your time, you're wasting their time. Too many applicants, but ZipRecruiter makes it easy. Go to ziprecruiter.com/lockedon to find the right hire. Hiring's challenging, but there's one place you can go where it is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect you to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find the people with the right experience, and they invite them to apply to your job. As applicants come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's within 24 hours. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LOCKEDON. ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just finished recapping that first half for the Dubs. And they played great. They all played pretty well. I don't want to go too crazy with the accolades because some of them didn't. But they were able to get points. 4 of the 5 starters were in double figures, which they needed because they only got 6 points off the bench. And 4 of those came from Jonas Jerebko. Alphonso McKinney had a nice putback dunk. But they needed these points from the starters. Everyone but Draymond was in double figures. That includes Andre Iguodala with 10. Kevin Durant had 12, Klay had 13, Steph had 10. So they needed the scoring tonight, and they were able to get it from their starters. Draymond did end the game in double figures, but I want to get back to the second half, where in the third, the Warriors came out still hot. KD knocks down a 3 immediately, and they just kept going. I mean, this was one of those games where they consistently played well. They did continue to go back to Clay to create at times. Like, he'd get a switch on Capella, and they'd go to Clay to take him one-on-one. The problem is that's not Clay's game, and they were getting nothing from it, but they continued to do it. It was a little upsetting at times because in this game, with the way the Rockets were shooting threes, they ended the game almost 50% from three. They were 17 of 40, so 42%. But they, you know, they bricked a couple at the end. So that their three-point shooting kept them in the game. So it felt like every single possession was so important. And you would go back to Clay on these one-on-one situations where he's just not – he doesn't really get it done. Steph picked up his fourth foul with 6 minutes and 43 seconds left in the third quarter. I can't talk about it anymore, dude. Stop fouling. Stop fouling. Like, that's all I got. It's not the officials. It's not anyone else. It's just him picking up stupid fouls. So he goes and sits down at 6:43. Clay able to knock down two threes, push the lead up to 15. But the problem is the Houston Rockets take a timeout with 4:14 left. Warriors up 15. Warriors didn't score for the rest of the quarter. Houston was able to close the lead 15-7, so they scored eight straight, while the Dubs couldn't get a bucket to end the quarter. It was pretty ugly. But Dubs were up seven going into the fourth. And to start the fourth, Steph and Clay were out there. They kept posting up Clay, which I mentioned it before. I didn't love it. Steph bricked a shot and had a turnover. The Gerald Greed goes and knocks down a three, which cut the lead to four. But Sean Livingston, he was bad for three quarters to the point I even tweeted out, like, I love Sean, but I don't know if he can play in this series. I don't know if he's playable. Knocks down back-to-back buckets to push the lead back up to eight. Sean hit another mid-ranger later in the quarter. He was great in the fourth. I take back what I said. I don't. He was bad in the first three quarters. Like, he really was. But he was able to contribute in the fourth. The Rockets were going at Looney. They would get Loon on the switches, and Harden or Paul would drive at him. It's a tough cover. It's a really tough cover. Looney did well to not foul, but at the same time, it was just giving up buckets. Once Harden comes in, is going at Looney, knocks down some threes, they cut the lead down to three. And you're starting sitting there, you're pulling at the collar a little bit. But Steph knocks down a three. Andre gets an alley-oop from Draymond, pushes the lead back up to eight. But guess what? Steph picked up his fifth foul with 5 minutes and 37 seconds left. Stop fouling, dude. Stop fouling. He's got to stop. It hasn't bitten them too bad yet, but it will. He just has to make sure he doesn't pick up a single foul in the first quarter because it hurts his team to not be out there. That's the biggest thing. I don't think he played very well tonight, but you still need him out there. He's still their second best option, their second best player. They absolutely need him out there, so he needs to stop fouling. The Warriors, right around 5 minutes or so, started trapping Harden to get the ball out of his hands. And that's why he only had, I think, 18 shots in the game. Because towards the end, the Warriors were doing everything to get it out of his hands. And I just kept track of the score. Warriors were up 10 with 3:45 left, 12 with 3:20 left, 10 with 1:44 left. One of the problems here, so I mentioned they were up 12 with 3:20 left. Steph comes down and tries to hot sauce, tries to hit a dagger, and gets nothing, gets a terrible shot, gets the shot blocked. He tried to take Capella one-on-one, gets Green on a switch, then tries to take him in the corner and put up a three, gets it blocked. It was terrible. He's gone for the dagger too much in every single game. It just hasn't been great. It hasn't been great. Dubs were up 8 with 1:28 left. And then they started playing the foul game, and it was a cluster at the end. I mean, nothing can be clean in this series where, what was it, they cut it to six with a Harden three with like 5 seconds left. They inbound it to Steph. He gets it knocked away. He turns it over, and then Harden, you know, gets an open layup, and so then he, blah, 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 four-point game. It wasn't as close as the score says it was. Yes, it was a 6-point game, but it was a lot of end of game shenanigans and BS that, you know, made it closer than it was. But Dubs get the win. They're up 2-0 on the Rockets, and they have just made Game 3 a must-win for the Houston Rockets for a number of different reasons. If you go down 3-0, this thing's done, regardless. If they can push it to 7 going down 3-0, this thing's still done. And not only that, the Warriors, since 2012, since they made the playoffs for the first time under Mark Jackson in 2012, they have played 20 different playoff series. This one is series number 21. Since 2012 and those 20 playoff series, they have won at least one road game. So assuming that continues, the Warriors win one of the next two in Houston. Warriors will be up 3-1. Houston will have to win out. This was a huge game. I said it on the radio earlier today. I thought this was a must-win for Houston because of the Warriors' road record in the playoffs, and they couldn't get it done. The Dubs do, and they're up 2-0 in the Western Conference semifinals. Going to take one last break, come back, play a little bit of the post-game sound, then wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Dubs get the 6-point win in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Rockets. I want to play some of the post-game sound real quick. Again, the topic is the officiating, but it's more about how it wasn't a topic. Oddly enough, how it's not a topic has become a topic, but I just wanted to get to some of it. But first, Mike D'Antoni was asked about the fact that Clint Capela, that lob threat, has kind of been neutralized this series. And D'Antoni gave a ton of credit to Draymond Green, which is where it should go, because he's been a monster throughout the playoffs, especially this series. Here's what Mike D'Antoni had to say.
Well, they're good at it because Draymond comes to face and goes back to Clint. And, you know, we probably have to go a little bit stronger through the rim and finish. You know, they're smart. They play the in-between game pretty well, and Draymond's probably arguably the best defensive player in the league, and he's smart. And, you know, sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. But, again, you know, there are some things that we can do. And we'll see on Saturday. So, obviously, for us, that's the game. That's the whole, you know, we got to go after Saturday.
D'Antoni giving a ton of credit to Draymond Green, as he should. Draymond's been incredible, and he's been a major reason as to why the lob threat hasn't been there. I mean, he's showing on the drives and then gets back to Clint Capela. And it's easier said than done. It's not like, oh, well, why doesn't everyone do this? Draymond does it because he's one of the best defensive players in the game. I do want to get to some of the talk about the officiating because, like I said, I'm so glad that it wasn't the topic, that it wasn't a weird, contentious, annoying game. Draymond was asked about it, and he had a take on it that I you can assume, but you never know. So here's what Draymond had to say.
I think both teams just realized what the hell was going on the last 2 days. You know, you can't really turn a blind eye to anything in today's day and age with social media and all these things. So everyone was aware of all the talk about officiating and about foul calls. Come out and play the game. And I think both teams did a great job of that. They weren't complaining about many calls. We weren't complaining about many calls because it's kind of embarrassing for the game of basketball. How much has been talked about fouls and officiating. Like, what about beating your man? What about stopping your man? No one talked anything about schemes the last 2 days. It's all been about foul calls. So I think both teams were just locked in on coming out and playing the game to the best of their ability. And you got to give credit to both clubs. Both teams did that.
So Draymond basically said that the ref chatter the last few days was embarrassing for the game and that both teams realized it and cut down on the complaining tonight. And that's kind of what I saw. I mean, whether they realized it or not, whether they talked about it or not, that's definitely what I saw and was glad to see, because it's just, I hate the last 2 days that we've had to deal with the talk about officiating. And I wonder if the Rockets realize that they embarrassed themselves in doing what they did over the last 2 days. And it's not even the complaining after the game, because that's something that's just ref manipulation that happens every single playoffs. Happens regular season, too. But the whole auditing, the last year's series and all that other BS, my favorite part about that was that literally everyone was, you know, get the hell out of here. That's pathetic. And I think they might have realized that they came out looking pretty bad in that situation. Draymond was also asked about the officiating specifically tonight, and he praised it, and I praise it too. I thought it was great. I also thought last game was fine as well. But I think they did good tonight, and, you know, the whole Scott Foster storyline was funny, but I thought he was fine. I thought Ed Malloy was fine too. I forget who the third ref was, but Ed Malloy and Scott Foster, the two, you know, big-name refs. And it's weird that they should even be mentioned by name, but that's where the storyline got to. Here's what Draymond had to say on the officiating of tonight's game.
Tonight, I think it was a great officiating game. You know, they let us be physical, both teams, and, you know, they made the calls that they needed to make. You know, I think it was so much, it's kind of disheartening, you know, for a game that I love since I was a child to see the talk over the last 2 days was nothing about basketball and everything about foul calls. Like, is that what this game is coming to? That, you know, the talk is going to be about foul calls? Like, I love the game of basketball. So, you know, it was fun out there tonight. Like I said, they let us be physical. They let us play the game of basketball, which I enjoyed. I didn't really worry about a technical foul. It is what it is.
So he was happy that they let them be physical, and he's right. They were allowed to play tonight. The Draymond catching Harden in the eye was incredibly unfortunate. And you could be upset that there wasn't a foul call, but that doesn't take away the fact that that wouldn't fix, you know, Harden's eye. And I have so much respect for what Harden did tonight. I thought it was an Iron Man type performance, and I thought he played great. So that's one. The double T is one, but I think the double T's will be rescinded. So we'll see. And the last one I'm going to play for you is Steve Kerr was asked about the officials, and he pretty much took the same stance that I did and was just really happy that the game was about basketball tonight and nothing else.
I didn't even notice the officiating. I don't think anybody did, and I think that's the best compliment you can give them. They did a great job, and this game was just about basketball.
So, I mean, I agree with Steve, man. I was just ecstatic that the game was about basketball. I was almost certain that it was going to be a dramatic, yelling at the ref, weird, just an uncomfortable game that, you know, I wouldn't even want to watch. But it wasn't, and I'm glad that it wasn't. And I give both teams credit for making sure that that wasn't the case. Real quick, the Bucks tied up their series against the Celtics tonight. Got a 21-point win. Giannis was off the hook. The Celtics are back to being just incredibly inconsistent. I wondered if they had figured it out and become the team that we expected them to, and not yet. But we'll see. There's still plenty of ball to be played in that series. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.